The festival began 40 years ago when a group of Burkinabe journalists attended the first World Festival of Black Arts in Senegal's capital, Dakar. They were struck by the power of film as a means to convey post-independence Africa through African eyes and established the Pan-African Film and TV Festival of Ouagadougou, also known as FESPACO. Philippe Sawadogo, now Burkina Faso's Minister of Culture, was director of the festival for 15 years.
They thought about something who can be interesting for Africa to continue to push our culture. They start organizing a week of cinema. And in 1969, they start again doing the first weekly film fest till the 70s, when we get institutionalization of FESPACO recognized by government of Burkina.
Sawadogo says at independence, Africans did not see themselves on TV or in films.
At that time, we are just looking at Western movies, American way of life, so that they thought that it can be interesting to see our images ourselves, you know. And they start promoting filmmakers in Africa. And quickly, our filmmakers gave their adhesion to this movement, and it started beginning, step by step, a big festival.
FESPACO began with a handful of films from five West African nations. Today, there are 28 African countries represented, and hundreds of films, including feature-length fiction, shorts, documentaries, and films from the African diaspora. Issa Traore is a Burkinabe director and producer who won six prizes at FESPACO for a film about the experiences of albinos in Africa.
Le FESPACO constitue pour nous un festival très important.
Traore says the festival is very important because it has promoted generations of African filmmakers. FESPACO has been a springboard for Burkinabe filmmakers in particular, he says, because from very early on, Burkina Faso has had the world of cinema right on its doorstep. Traore says it is the only place in Africa that presents such a great selection of African productions. For the 40th anniversary, the festival is promoting cinema from the African diaspora and is screening all past winners of the Stallion of Yenenga, awarded to the film that best shows Africa's realities. This year's festival also celebrates the life and work of one of Africa's most talented artists, the Senegalese author and director Ousmane Sembène, who died in 2007. The festival will screen a retrospective of Sembène's work and name a street in his honour. Traoré remembers Sembène as a great filmmaker.
Sembène Ousmane a été un grand cinéaste. Le premier film africain que moi j'ai vu.
Traoré says the first time he ever saw Africans on the big screen was when he saw Sembène's 1968 film Le Mandat. Sembène's films are social and political, he says. They provoke your conscience. Widely considered the father of African cinema, Sembène's films gained international recognition and promoted African cinema worldwide. His last film, Mouladé, won awards at both the Cannes Film Festival and FESPACO. But despite a hallowed history, the future of African cinema remains uncertain. Traoré says the problem is that African film is not yet an industry.
The cinema africain pas une industrie. Nous sommes d'abord au stade de l'artisanat.
Traoré says most African films are largely reliant on European Union subsidies. With the global financial crisis, he says, African cinema is about to experience a very difficult period. Traoré believes that sub-Saharan African governments should invest in the production of African films, as have North African countries like Morocco and Tunisia, who are now emerging as large film producers. In FESPACO's 2009 competition, North African films largely outnumber their Southern African neighbours. Of 16 feature-length films, 9 are Moroccan. All of the short films entered are from the Maghreb countries. Fid Thompson for VOA News, Dakar.